Peites. Okay. We saw the Shlach Kodesh yesterday. Ze Keli Vanveu. When it's Keli, when it's something I've acquired, when it's something I've put energy and effort into building a personal relationship, then it's Anvehu, Ani Vehu together. When it's Kelaviv, it's a Messiah, it's external. It's something you know, but it hasn't been internalized yet. It's not real, it's not authentic, and it's not unique to you. Okay. Remind ourselves what we're dealing with. Ishiudi ish yechidi. We're trying to discover the uniqueness in our lives. במתאר להסביר ולהמחיש את הדברים, ניתן דוגמה ממחשיך רעיון זה. Bring an example of something that maybe makes this a little bit more real. I heard this from Reb Simcha Wasserman many, many years ago, this marshal. This was in answer to another question. Maybe we'll look at the question afterwards. He's bringing it here to show the nekuda we're dealing with. בארצות הברית המציאו תפוח אדמה סינתטי שטיימו ורכש שובים לתפוח אדמה מקורי. Today they're already making meat synthetically. These days they were doing potatoes. They've advanced a bit. Synthetic potatoes. They taste like potatoes. They look like potatoes. They smell like potatoes. You can cook them like potatoes. Ulam sof sof synthetihu. At the end of the day, it wasn't a real potato. It was synthetic. Huh? I have no idea. There's not a hilchos brachos. Sorry. Nishayla sashayla. I guess so. It doesn't grow in the ground. It's made in a vat. No, that's something else. That's something else. This is not hydroponic. This isn't synthetic. This is made in a factory. They take plastic and whatever, and they make potatoes out of it. I don't know. Don't ask me how you grow meat in a vat. Crazy. We have a lot of expectations that I can't fulfill. I'm sorry. Okay. The question is, you have two potatoes that are identical. They smell, taste the same. So where can you see the difference? Without taking and doing a microscopic investigation on them, where would you see the difference? So if you take a potato and you plant it, if it's real, it'll grow more potatoes. If it's synthetic, nothing will happen. That's the difference. That's same thing in our subject. Hashem wants us to be original. He wants us to be authentic. And he wants us to be able to radiate our ruchnias onto the members of our family and further into the whole world. We have to be a light unto all the nations, but it has to start at home. You know this, but your children were put into this world with very sophisticated antennot. They know how happy we are and how fulfilled we are in our Kima Torah. What is our level of simcha in our Yiddishkeit? Of course, it comes out from this, that to the extent that we can expand and deepen the simcha, our internal simcha in our avodah and our Jewishness, it's much easier to pass on Torah to people when you're happy than when you're miserable. It's obvious. That's not a guarantee, by the way. This is not a guarantee, because Hashem is cheshbonus. Avraham Avinu did the right job when he produced Ishmael, and Yitzhak did the right job. He produced a Yaakov, right? He knew what he was doing. He produced an Asa. There's no guarantees. We have to do what we have to do. It makes sense. It's worth doing this if you don't have children and you don't have anyone to inflict this work, getting your Yiddishkeit to a place where it's authentic and original, and therefore you're radiating simcha from it. Akushi Agadol, Ban Chanas Shmiras Atayr Vamitzes Vavarosa Karei Bedoreinu Lebnei Ado Abo. The great difficulty in transmitting and passing over correctly our Torah and mitzvahs to the next generation. Maybe we take chilufa and soinus, hamishtanim chadashim lebakim. We go through lots of different soinus in life. Ketzev achidushim vatipuim asholtim berachov mischar. The enormous speed at which the world is changing, the street out there, what the world's offering you, it's becoming more and more frenetic. Chadashim levakrim aleinu itmodedim nishenus chadashim. We have new nishenus to deal with all the time. And this was written a long time ago. But much, much, much worse. Much worse. This was written before iPhones.
Before?
iPhones. This was written when the internet was existing. He talks about the internet a lot. But it was before you had it in your pocket.
It's a long time ago.
Not that long. Yeah. When was the first iPhone invented? About 25 years ago, 20 years ago.
In the 1994.
So 18 years ago. Not so long ago.
No, I missed
it before. Okay. It's not more than 20 years ago. And in 20 years, the world has changed quite radically through one invention. I don't even begin to imagine how the world's changed.
1999, my
phone
was the biggest
show. Yeah. Okay. In 1996, there weren't cell phones in this country, and because there were cell phones in this country, few yechidim, there were a few people who had already all the big battery packs. And the Thinkers had one, I remember. And he lifted it up and he said, "Ze holech lo raset kol hadora ze." This is going to destroy the entire generation. People looked at it with mad. He said, "Ani Amerikai v'ani mevin b'technologia. Atem lo mevin. Ze holech lo raset kol hador." This big brick thing. Who saw it? He saw it. Okay. Tov. So the nisoinus, we know we're grappling with new things every day. The noichachuv de zu is moide du sina kashem od veika koishim mitgale v'mave ben adoyris. The nisoinus are difficult, and it's hard to find solutions and where to go and what do you do. And there's new things coming up the whole time, and you see the difficulty specifically in trying to hand this over to the new generation. Whether you're a parent, you're a machanech, whether you're a grandparent, lo mashaneh. It's very hard to talk to the next generation, and not just generations. My 19-year-old says she just doesn't get the 16-year-olds. She can't understand them. Are they crazy? And I know how crazy she was. They don't get each other. A boch in Shia Gimel doesn't understand a boch in Shia Aleph. The generation gap is yearly almost. Yearly. Mashgiach in one of the big yeshivas told me that a bochi in Shia Gimel today cannot understand a bochi in Shia Aleph. They look at them like they're nuts. That's how fast it's changing. So what do you want from the poor Mashgiach? How's he supposed to understand anybody? That's his job. Why? Kasher hoyim adayin emunim al ma'olche ador hakoidem. I'm still holding the previous generation. I've been condemned a lot, but I'm still a dinosaur. You know, b'nai b'naisim kvahir chikul in dod likras apituim shi'itzelim dorai osif. Your children are living in the future, and you're living in the past. There's a bit of a breakdown of communication. Namarot kashim eilu, Adam chai, umakairi b'avoydes Hashem, michiv en kashamu ze iskoi, v'yimtso b'satad Hashem eitzes keitzel la'amod b'chol ha'nisayimus. Despite the difficulties, a person who's living originally in Avodas Hashem, because like we said, that's his business, that's his life. It's not just something he does on the side. He has his life, and he also happens to have a religion. Then you've got no chance. His business, his Yiddishkeit is his life. Whether he's learning all day, working all day, we're not talking about your Torah, your Iska, and therefore you're learning all day. No, we're not talking about that. Somebody once asked Moshe Shapiro, Mazeh ben Torah. Moshe Shapiro once asked, he's driving the car and he said, Mazeh ben Torah. So one of the guys in the car said, Mishu Shalomet Kol Hayom, or Mishu Hodaya Kol HaTorah, I think he said. So Rav Moshe turned around to him and said, Ein medabrim kan shtus. Remember, you're Rav Moshe, you didn't recover from that too quickly. We're not speaking nonsense here. A Ben Torah is not somebody who learns all that. A Ben Torah is not somebody who knows the whole Torah. You can know the whole Torah in Amaharitz, you cannot be a Ben Torah. We knew people in South Africa that smoked on Shabbos that knew the whole Torah. They were sitting learning Torah on Shabbos with a cigarette in their mouth. That's a Ben Torah. No! We're not plenty of people learning full-time on Ben Torah. We're not plenty of people working on Ben Torah. There's a law, Zelo and Kuda. But it's his ASIC. Torah is his ASIC, whether he's working, learning, whatever he's doing, but Torah is his thing. The Briskerov Sipe Maisa Shitrachez Bemei Ovi Vagoin Rav Chaim Zatzal Adam Pliny Oisapula Mazika Shigomle Kilkul Biyadut. There's a certain person, he did something damaging that caused a Kilkul. I don't know what it was. He did some real damage to Yiddishkeit. Because it's real kach legrach. Nisa imi manachochim latzdiku betayna. Somebody who was there, I think it was somebody who was there, tried to be much, tried to be honest with this guy for what he did. He said, I understand. What are you supposed to do? What do you want from me? He's an idiot. So he did what idiots do. He was trying to like minimize what this person had done. So Reb Chaim said to him, Ba'oilam makubal loyim eshagam tipesh, chochem hu ba'isokov. Even a fool, but when it comes to his business, he's very clever. A person can be an idiot, but when it comes to his store, when it comes to his financial, he gets very clever very quickly. This person that did something so terrible. It's a proof that Yiddishkeit's not his business, because even if he's an idiot, if it was his business, he would have found a solution. He would have been a chacham. He wouldn't have done what he did. I don't know what he did, but that's the story. When it comes to your business, when it comes to the thing that matters to you, you find solutions. You find solutions. You meet a mate, you ask advice, you go, you look, you run around, you get on the plane. We do things. But when it's not your business, I'm busy with my business and this is a sad story, then you're going to run into trouble. Rav Yochanan Avashites, here's me by Ethan Doimi Ma'od, is Sa'uv de Manyanis. Shebedinim Amonis, learned in Baloch al Tainis Subochus for Koshas. Shois in Yochel Kolba Din the Toin. Rav Yochanan Avashites, points out a way to think. There are, in Dinim Amonis, we learn about very complex Tainis, difficult, complex, Londish Tainis, that any Baal Din can play. Yeah? All sorts of. We break our heads in the Beis Midrash trying to understand, you know, migus and all sorts of wacky things that are balled in container. Valpin Mishtana Sedin, based on those lofty container, the din will change. Umakshim Oilam Shebederach Klal Bale Adin Amaratza Subshuta Amhema. Who's coming to Beis Midrash? But Beis Midrash is only the exclusive realm of the Tlandonim and the Tomer HaChomim? No! Who comes to Beis Din? Everyone comes to Beis Din. So what are you talking about all these wacky, complex, long times? The guys are Maharet. You know, he has a mission to share between Mincha Ma'arim. So, the great Talmud HaChachomim was schnetzing and breaking the heads over the time. So where is he going to get it from? What's going on here? Where are they going to come and find such unbelievable times? When it comes to your business, when it comes to your vested interests, you become a London. You can tie an unbelievably complex tainas. Why? Because you're on the law. What's important to you is important to you, and you're about to lose it.
Will attain tainas buchis. A person's vested interests, powerful force vested interests, they assist and help a person to come to understand things that he would never ever understand otherwise.
If money is his business, he'll come up with unbelievably original and sophisticated, complex tainas in order to save his money. Because that's what's important to him. The same extent, a person who's zoiche, let's say, lasek b'divrei Torah, the more asik, like it's his business. Once again, you don't spend 24 hours in your business. Could be you only go to the store 3 hours a day. Lo mishaneh, we're talking about what's important. What's the center of your life? He has very strong vested interest in being successful in his limud Torah, and he's keeping the Torah. He'll find solutions to the problems that he has with his children, with his aunt. He'll find solutions. He'll find a way into their hearts. He'll ask Gates, he'll go, he'll travel, he'll speak, he'll find, he'll meet a sec because it's his business. If someone tells him that there's a wonderful tax advisor that can save him 20% on his income, he'll get an appointment with the guy, for sure. Yeah, nobody wants to pay more tax than they have. Why? Because that's what he's interested in. So if someone tells you there's a guy in America, you pick up the phone, you phone him, he can help you with your kids. Guy Avi Fishoff or whatever, you'll find a way to get hold of him. You'll find his number. You'll find him. You'll speak to him. Or somebody else. Yes, po anashim shekol azola. You'll find a pitaron. Like it says in Mishlei, im tevakshenu kekesef, ukemat moinim techapseno, as tavin yiras Hashem v'das elokim timotso. If money is important to you and you look for yiras Hashem and das Hashem the way you look for money, then you'll understand Hashem. You'll find it. If it's important to you, we know that from ourselves. You find it. If a person checks out his negiyos, you'll see what powerful forces they are. Sheikhad Ibn Sachochem. That's what negiyos are. They're your bribery. You have a vested interest. You'll do something that afterwards you look back and say, how could I do such a thing? We're so stupid. Go back and see. You had a negiyah. That's why you did what was stupid. That can be used for the good. You can use it for the good. You have an agir for something positive, it'll take you all the way. You didn't look for it properly. If you didn't find it and you think you look for it, you didn't look for it. Masaprim already Mendel and Mipavanich. B'nai shel Baal Asvas Emes Hashem Yokom Dobov. He taught his Talmidim under the Nazi rulership. There were Rebbeim in the Holocaust that learned Hilchus Kiddush Hashem because that was in Yonah de Yoma. The Mochanan was teaching a shir in Hilchus Kiddush Hashem before they took him away. He was busy teaching them the halachas of Kiddush Hashem and the value of this mitzvah. That's how he was preparing himself to die as Kiddush Hashem. When the time came and the Germans were taking them to the crematorias, to the gas chambers, to the whatever, his lover of Mendeville, a Talmid of Ma'od Mod, Migoyel Asus Shenofle, Bechel Chamel Moise of Kiddush Hashem. The unbelievable schus that they have, they were prepared for it. That they were going to give up their lives as Kiddush Hashem overwhelmed them. They became unbelievably emotionally aroused. They started running. They ran into the crematoria. I don't know if what they're doing is right. We don't ask kashas like that about the Holocaust. But they started running. The Nazis were very upset. They didn't like happy Jews. They couldn't stand a happy Jew. They wanted to see them depressed, broken,
hopeless. They barked to lafsik larut. Stop running. They started screaming at them. He was running. Not till Yelid Yehudi, the Zaroko Totachas Raglav Shalrav Mendela. So obviously he stopped. He took a baby, a Jewish baby, and threw it at his feet. He's not going to trample on the baby, so he stopped. Lo Yuchalali Psoyal Yelid Yehudi. He's not going to trample on a Jewish child. Could not tell us over Shte Yadov, say, bend down, picked him up. He stove over Talmidim, the Kol Rach, Umatun Omalem. A very calm, gentle, controlled voice, he said to them. Rabbi Say, can you imagine the presence of mind? You have to try and get into the picture. You're in the middle of Auschwitz, and the Nazis are screaming and shouting, and people are in the gas chambers. That, I mean, we have no idea what it looks like. And he stopped calmly after he was running. Stops calmly, picks up his child, and says, Rabbi Say, Echa Shemesh Yodad, Shehi Shemesh, Vizareches Bekarne Chom. You kodos. How does the sun know that he's the sun? And he's shining very powerful, bright, hot rays. You know how he knows? Kishehi mabchina ba'anoshim ba'olam. When he noticed down there on earth, there's people there shining yachayim lastekel alayah. People can't look at him. He sees people trying to look at him and they can't. They go like this. And they look away. You can't look at the sun. And he wonders what's going on here. They need special smoke glasses in order to look at the sun. As your daughter Shemesh Mar Rav Va'atzumayir, then he realizes how powerful his light is. Where do we know that we have Tzelem Elokim? And that we are actually a part of Hashem Himself. From the mere fact that the Germans can't look at this little Jewish baby in his face. You have a raya brura that the light of the Shekhinah shines out of that face. The Germans cannot tolerate that kedusha. They can't handle it. That's why they have to take a little baby that never harmed anybody. He's not going to harm anybody. Well, how are going to kill him? For what? Because they can't stand to see the shechin and the kedusha that shines out of his face. And my sim says, Kadesh, Shalom Yit Kalu Bamamat Einavato, Shalom Yiru Espon of Amal Chios. They kill him because they don't want to look at the light that shines out of this pure eyes and sees his angelic face. Shalom Yit Koshu Bamar Shemaor Es Yitzivusam Baderech HaRosh of Akkorishte. Ashreinu Ma'atov Kelkeinu Saim Remendeles Noem Chaitsev Milahavois Vahamshik Badarko Lamabas Kasimkot. That was the end of the shear he gave. That was the last shear he gave, and he went off on his way to his death. Kachaya bedorahu. That's how it was in that generation. Hagoyim itcholu lanu ki lo yoichle labit b'faneinu. They couldn't stand us. They couldn't bear to look at us. Etzem mitzioish sheyedim benoichel chaysom garmelem kaz v'zozei amok. It caused them terrible discomfort, anger. They were terribly upset by us because we disturbed them. This Jew, in every Jew, there's this Tzelem Elokim, there's this Imuna Pshuta, Tmima, and it shines out the personal relationship. Tamim Poshut that we have with the Boir Olam is a flowing spring that spreads out all over. The goyim can't stand to see it. It's a simcha v'aplimis sheishtokfer mitnagusoi v'sakadushin sheisholsal maisa yodov. They can't bear to look at it. They look at it and they say, wow, we don't have that.
He can't bear to see what Yaakov is. Hitler wrote that in his mind, come before us, by the way. The Jews disturb us. They have what's called conscience in the world. He didn't know how to articulate Kedusha and Shekhinah. Conscience, we have to get rid of them. Ahasuerus had the same problem. He wanted to be a melech she'einu mugbeles. The Malbim says this. He wanted to be a melech with Ahasuerus. He wanted to be a king without any limitations. But the Jews limited his ability to do whatever he wanted because he had a conscience of it. When he did things he wasn't supposed to do, he felt a bit bad. That was because of the Jews. He had to get rid of them. Today it's a little bit different. Today, a goy has no problem looking at a Jew. It's Jews that have a problem dealing with Jews. A Jew who doesn't have Torah and mitzvahs has a hard time dealing with a Jew that does have Torah and mitzvahs. Our problem today is internal, not external. Chutz mi'Yishmael, which is also a shtickle internal. Yishmael is an internal golus, not an external golus, like all the others. That's another subject. Aval today, the goy has no problem looking at you. What's changed? Because we're lacking the internal connection with Hashem. It's all become very external and very clone and very cultish. About the inner, real, unique relationship that I have, it's lost. Okay, we'll do this tomorrow. Maybe we'll look at this. This is a mighty commercial.
I'm watching the World Cup.